Hello.
This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Jacob.
He's not available right now.
I understand. I'm conducting a opinion survey. Would you like to participate and take the survey, ma'am?
What kind of survey?
It's a survey about your opinions and attitudes about some subjects taking place in the country right now, such as education, job opportunities, etc.
I can take this survey. Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay? You want to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. First question, and with all due respect, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Oh, my God. Male, should I say? I am female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year of your birth.
59.
Okay. 59. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Can I put other?
Yes, of course.
Other.
You have to. Okay. Would you mind specifying other?
Sure.
Okay.
Jewish, Russian, Romanian, okay. German, a lot of races. Other.
Okay, no problem. Hold on just a second. Thank you. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree.
Bachelor.
Okay, bachelor's. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio or like many people, you're not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
50-50.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you very much. Next question. I'm going to read a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Racial inequity, city budget and spending, housing, job economy, healthcare, property taxes, education, criminal justice reform, access to abortion, crime, violence, legalizing marijuana, transportation. Three of those.
Well, can you repeat again?
Yes, racial inequity, city budget and spending, housing, job and economy, healthcare, property taxes, education, criminal justice reform, access to abortion, crime and violence, legalizing marijuana, and transportation.
Taxes.
Yeah, taxes.
Education.
Okay, one. Education, okay. Criminal justice reform, access to abortion, crime and violence, legalizing marijuana, transportation, healthcare, jobs and economy, housing, city budget spending, racial inequity.
Crime.
Crime,
okay. The third one.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now we like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or groups, please indicate, okay?
Okay.
Adrian Hood.
Never heard.
Okay, thank you. Shayla Favor.
Never heard.
Rob Dorrance.
Never heard.
Emmanuel Remy.
Never heard.
Nancy Day Ockhour.
Never heard.
Shannon Harden.
Never heard.
Lourdes Barros de Padilla.
Never heard.
Megan Kilgore.
Never heard.
Louis Gill.
Never heard. From where you have these people?
I guess they are part of the city council. Farhan J.
Okay. No.
The Fraternal Order of Police.
I heard about.
Okay. What number you want to give them?
Maybe 2 years ago. Three. I am putting like 4 or 5.
4 or 5, okay. 5 okay?
No, it's okay.
Okay. What about Nick Bankston?
Never heard.
Okay. The Columbus City Council?
I did.
Okay. What number you want to give them?
Can I put a bad number or a good number?
Any number from 0 to 10. It's your option.
It's like I can put a 3 or 2?
Yes, of course. Any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, 2.
2? Okay. Thank you. Next question. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First one, I would rather elect new people to the city council so the council can go in a new direction. 2, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which one you prefer, the first one or the second one?
1.
First one, okay, thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or for Farhan Jetty?
I have no idea who they are.
Okay. Also, you could say you're undecided.
Undecided. Okay.
Okay. Okay, you're undecided. What about if it was Nick Bankston only and Farhan Jetty?
What are my options?
Nick Bankston and Farhan Jetty.
I have no clue who they are.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockhour or Louis Gill?
I heard about Gill.
Okay. You will go for him? Louis Gill?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. No problem. Thank you. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, Would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I have no idea who they are.
Okay.
I told you.
What about if the scenario, what about if you had to choose between Emmanuel Remy and Adrian Hood, who would you vote for? Randomly.
I think I will go with Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Okay, thank you very much. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate, someone with experience that knows how to get things done in local government, or someone with bold, innovative ideas to change how things have been done?
Second
one. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 10, from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council. 5 means that the statement makes you more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in November 2023. First one. Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful business and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. What number would you give him according to that statement I just read to you? Hello?
Yeah, I told you, 0.
0, okay, no problem. Next, Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for the re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all residents. What number you want to give him? 0 to 10.
0.
0. Thank you. Next, sometimes in surveys like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or for Farhan Jetty?
I don't know who they are.
Okay, and if you had to choose either one, who will you choose just randomly? Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
No, I don't know. I have to research.
Okay, undecided. No problem. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for City Council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for that candidate. First one, Luis Gil is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Lewis is running for the city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. What number you want to give him?
10.
10. Thank you. Next question. Nancy Day Ockhauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for undeserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and additional prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. What number you want to give her?
1.
You said 10 or 1?
1.
Okay, 1. Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 60%. We're almost done. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nancy Day Ockhauer or Lewis Gill? If you have
Gill.
To choose. Gill? Okay.
Gill.
Lewis Gill? Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means you are much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in November 2023. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, an advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for the city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. What number you want to give her?
0.
0. Okay. Next one. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees under Remy's direction. The city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested $10 million in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. What number you want to give him?
0.
Thank you. Next one. Next question. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? If you had to choose, who would you vote for?
None.
Okay. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Or second candidate, who says to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Which statement?
Second.
Second one. Okay.
Second.
Okay. Do you think that Columbus City Council has done too much, the right amount, or too little on the issues of crime and public safety in the last 2 years?
Too little.
Too little? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I'm going to read to you some information about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that it makes you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Number 1.
Are you frustrated with me?
I understand. We almost done. Number 1. The Columbus years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income. What number you want to give that statement?
I heard only one.
Yeah, well, that one, you have to rate that one. The Columbus City Council.
The 0.
Okay. The next one. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. What number you want to give that one?
What they did?
He gave $500,000 in funding for 2 NGOs in hopes of curbing violence.
0.
In the
zero. NGO. Okay, 0.
0, okay. Next one. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. What number are you
giving them? I'm giving them 4.
4, okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one. The Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis, so the police
0.
Can focus
0.
0. Okay.
0.
Next one.
You know, mental health, and they're coming with the guns. What do you do, social workers? Nothing.
I understand. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and dedicated advisors to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market.
0.
0. Thank you. Next, as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adults ages 21 and older in Ohio. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio, or will you vote no to oppose the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio?
0.
Or are you... No, you either have to say you support or you oppose.
I'm opposing.
Opposing, okay. You oppose the amendment, okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate which amounts to $270,000 for each $100,000, $270, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The current operation expenses and which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 on the county auditor's appraised value for a home commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure, or will you vote no to oppose the measure, or are you still undecided?
No.
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 Okay. No to oppose the measure. Okay. Are you married? Unmarried?
Yes.
Single, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
I told you yes. I'm married.
Married. Okay. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
No. No, 1 second. My children are more than 18.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Reasonable party.
Republican?
No, reasonable. No,
reasonable.
I'm...
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Neither. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Next one, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm normal.
That would be moderate?
I don't know. Moderate means for you that you have to think for yourself?
Yeah, well, it's what moderate is saying is you're not liberal and you're not conservative.
No, moderate, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Not there, not there.
Okay, for whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for
Joe Biden, a Democrat?
Okay, did not. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm not telling you what I voted for.
Okay, the options, I'm going to read the options and then you tell me which one you want me to mark. Joe Biden,
okay.
The Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, too young, or you did not vote? Someone else? You want me to mark someone else?
Put someone else.
It's because the options are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or you did not vote because you were too young, or you just simply didn't vote.
Someone else.
When you say someone else, you don't have to say who, just someone else. That's it.
I understand. I told you someone else.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Last
From
year.
From where are you? No, seriously. Can I talk to you for a second?
From where are you?
The
name of the company. The name of the company is.
No, from where are you? You personally.
Me personally, I'm Latino. I'm Hispanic.
Ah, okay. Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm from Romania. I speak a little like Latin language. Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. That's very nice.
From where, Latino?
Cuba? Yeah. Latino, like America, but not North America.
No, South America. Where?
Yeah, South America.
I'm just curious.
Okay. I'm Central American.
Central. Oh, okay.
Okay, the last question.
Down from Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Last question. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh, my God, 36,000.
36, okay. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, patience, and for every single one of your opinions.
And thank you for the guidance.
No, thank you so much. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.